Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. Before we get into this podcast, we have a very important breaking message.
Yes, indeed. We have a new Beef Brothers Cold Cuts that is going to be happening at the Bedford in Balham as part of the Cheerful Earful Festival on the 5th of November. We would love to see you there. There'll be a link in the show notes, but get yourself over to pappiescomedy.com/live to get tickets. It's a really exciting Beef Brothers Cold Cuts. It's going to be myself and Clarkie, no Parry, because of course you're just about to become a dad for the second time.
What? So that- oh, God!
You better buy some nappies, man. And some for the baby. But yeah, it's going to be us and the trusty hogs, Helen Bauer and Catherine Bohart, both friends of the show. They've been on the podcast before. They've been on Flat Slam. They've been on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts before, but they've never done a Beef Brothers Cold Cuts live with us. And they've certainly never done a Beef Brothers Cold Turkey, which is what that show is going to be. It's going to be a festive special, another Christmas special, because we enjoyed our last Christmas special so much. On the 5th of November, we're going to be solving all of your festive beef. So if you have a problem with the people you spend Christmas with, then email it to us at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Get in touch. And we'll see you there on November the 5th.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to an exciting episode, another exciting episode, if you will, of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting. Are you okay, Tom? What's happened? Tom, please, talk us through. What's happened, mate?
When we record late at night, I close the windows to my shed. But then after about 45 minutes, there starts to be a slight lack of oxygen in the shed. And I start to feel a little bit wobbly. That was like the wobbles kicking in. Anyway.
Okay. Are you all right, though?
Flatshare. Okay. House meeting.
That's right.
Jink.
You want to start it now, do you, Tom?
Was that the jingle?
Before you pass
we
out.
We haven't played the jingle yet, Tom. I tell you, go over to the window and take a few big breaths, if you would. It's probably a good idea just to get that. Because we're still going to record the outro to this as well. I would say just a few.
Five of us on the pod tonight. Well, let's get along, mate.
Anyway, Tom.
This is a house meeting. It's where we get together, deprive ourselves of oxygen, and then see what happens.
Yeah, one of the things we've never explained to the listener is that a rule we made when we first started doing these house meetings is we sit in an airtight box. Clarkie has buried himself under the ground in a coffin, and I am in a small one-man submarine. So enjoy.
And Parry's in a shed above the Thames, aren't you?
Watch. Listen.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. So just very quickly, we should say, because I always forget to mention this, that... Yeah. Tom, I've got no idea what I'm about to say. I always forget to mention this, but actually, I poked air holes, which in a submarine is a mistake. So I've actually got even less time than Parry, because it's filling up. So I don't know why I keep trying to prolong the intro. I'm drowning here, guys. I'm actually, yeah. No.
Is the thing you're about to say your coordinates so we can come and help?
Yeah. I always forget to say this. And please.
2 days into the mission, I was swallowed by a whale. So, if there's any way...
I always forget to mention it. I'm in the belly of a whale.
I forget to mention. I'm very much the Jonah of podcasting. Call me Geppetto, because I am here in the belly of a whale, and I've been podcasting every episode from the belly of a whale for the last 4 years.
And me and Clarkie are whittled out of wood.
Oh, dear me.
Anyway, if you would like to join our Patreon,
But you're thinking, I don't know what this Patreon's all about. I don't know what these extra episodes sound like. Here is your chance, guys. For a limited time only, you can join for 7 days for absolutely free. You don't get charged at all.
So
you get
That's like a week.
It's a whole week. It's a week long trial, and you can have a listen. You can have You can go back to some old episodes. You can listen to the stuff we're putting out each week. Whatever you want to do.
We should stress you're not the ones on trial.
You are not the ones on trial.
We're not judging you for a week. That is not how it works.
No way. It's a one-way street. You look around, you think, is this worth paying £4 a month for? We certainly think it is. If you think, ah, you know what, my £4 could go to... well, the rescue mission for Matthew, because I can't stress this enough. I'm in the belly of a whale, guys.
We're saving up for a harpoon, guys. Please. Give generously.
I need Big Billy to get beached pretty fucking sharpish if I ever want to see my family again.
Free Matthew. So
yeah, if you want to join, you can join at any tier. At any tier, you can join for a week for absolutely free. So that's the audio tier where you get all the bonus beefs that we do. You get a brand new episode that doesn't go out on the main feed every single week of Flatshare Pop Round. You get the jingle as a single, or you can join the £10, I think it's £8.50 feed, which is the video feed. You get to see the video eps. It's well worth a look around. So get there today, patreon.com/pappies. Flatshare, we would love to see you there.
You got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Anyway, let's crack into this house meeting and we'll see you on the other side.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
It does feel like in 2023 we should be through spilling. And I know. Don't get me on towels, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you knock over a pint glass in 2023 and it's still spilling, that someone hasn't worked hard enough on the technology.
Yeah, it feels like it's something that everybody is bothered by. There's no one who is cool about it, right? There's no one who's like, yeah, this is fine. It just happens once in a while. Whenever it happens, it's always hugely annoying.
And it's still happening. Why are we pretending it's not still happening, all right? It's still happening.
Well, look, this is what we need to do, is we need to sort of get together, use our one collective brain, our three... You're right, Clarky.
Yeah, sorry.
Clarky was saying before the recording, he's eaten too big a tea.
I had a big tea, and it's made me very sleepy.
Yeah, I could see, you know, the second I said the word brain... Your brain just said, oh, I'm deprived of oxygen. I'm going to start yawning my head off. I can't handle this.
How did the too big a tea come about?
Presumably, I cooked it.
Yeah, you cooked it. Yeah.
I cooked it. Yeah. All my own doing.
So, but are you not, did you not get to a point where you were like, there's another portion for tomorrow here?
Oh, there's still another portion for tomorrow, don't get me wrong, but I just, you know.
He's had four portions and there are still six portions left.
I put it on the plate and was like, that's big actually. And then, but it went down smooth. No problem at all. I was like, oh.
Are you blending your meals now? Is that what you're telling us?
I spilt my dinner down myself. Why are we not talking about this?
You mix too much Huel. You're too proud to say no. You chinned it. You spilled it. And here you are asleep.
Too proud to talk about it.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, before I was silently heckled. It feels like Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You know, those toys.
Only too well.
Why does a glass not exist? That is. Yeah. Like, it's going to spill a bit, but it's not going to spill as much, right? Crucially, it's not going to spill as much.
My patent pending, mine's not going to spill at all. That's got to be it. That's got to be in our arsenal. Like, if I'm in 1989 and I'm watching a film about 2023,
yeah,
and it's got some kind
of... If you're watching Back to the Future 2.
Right. Yeah. It's going to go... my glass, as soon as I put it down, it's going to go whoosh, and there's a lid on it. It's just right. Like, it's going to shoot across the top, whoosh, like that. And then when I pick it up, contact off the... Well, as soon as it's got contact off the bottom of the table, lid's off, I'm like, whoosh. You barely even hear it. I'm doing the whoosh now for effect, but, like, it'd be quiet.
Just to play devil's advocate, Tom, that the one problem I can foresee there was if the whoosh has to happen to open the lid of the glass, if it has to happen by it coming off the table... What about the times when you slightly overfill a receptacle and you've got to leave it on the table, lean down to give it a bit of a...
Hang on. You think that this receptacle is going to allow you to overfill it?
It won't reciprocate it.
I don't know how much I want this receptacle telling me how much I can and can't drink. If Clarkie's dinner plate did that...
Yeah, exactly. Let's call it what it is. It's a smart beaker, okay?
Is it going to connect to my internet?
This smart beaker is going to tell you, Clarky, it's going to go, are you sure you should be having this drink, Mr. Clark?
Oh my God, is it from The Matrix?
I'm very pleased because that's the voice I was going for.
Oh, great. There you go, yeah. You're having this drink? You are a sickness.
Well, you'll have a sickness. You'll have a sickness if you have a Huel at 2 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Clark.
If not a sickness, then a massive nap. So talk us through the smart beaker. The one thing about the smart beaker is that it needs to be charged. So you don't want to be out with your smart beaker, right? And you've forgotten your smart beaker charger. And you can't have a drink, and you're dying of dehydration because you can't open your smart beaker because no one's got a charger for, you know, you've still got the old style charger for the new style smart beaker.
The battery lasts 24 hours and it charges off the cupboard. All your mugs go in your cupboard at night, don't they?
Right.
There's a charging cupboard. It's in there, recharging. You take it out, you've got 24 hours out and about with it.
24 hours of drinking.
Yeah, oh, no, that sounds good.
No, yeah, but you know what?
Or as Clarky calls it, Thursday.
just needs a refuel.
I'm just saying, like, I think people have taken their eye off the ball too. Once again, we're in such a rush to get to AI, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
The next level. That I think we've missed out on the full benefits of this level.
The day-to-day practicalities, go. I think, is... Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I said, don't make me say it again, but towels, for God's sake. It's 2023.
For the love of fucking, God, towels.
Like cavemen did. We're using fucking towels. It's mad.
Did cavemen?
Well, I'm sure they'll have had a version of towels. I'm not saying they had Egyptian cotton. Well, the Egyptians probably had Egyptian cotton, you'd think. But back, they didn't know they had it so good.
They just called it cotton.
To them, it's cotton. It's the true tragedy of being an Egyptian is you never appreciate Egyptian cotton quite as much as the rest of the world.
Yeah, we just call this walking, mate. I don't know why you're singing a song about it. It's just me walking, just heading off down the co-op.
I'm just walking to get some cotton.
And you want to make a big song and dance out of it, don't you?
My God, I had such an ancient Egyptian phase when I was a kid. I think we all did a little bit, didn't we?
How did that manifest itself?
that question going round, doing the old bloody rounds of how often do you think of ancient Rome?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. I don't think about ancient Rome, but I think about ancient Egypt a lot. Certainly more.
Yeah, I definitely think but I mean, you know, what? I know we're going to go down the what have the Romans ever done for us, but you can still see, you know, hieroglyphics and the pyramids. They're two of the big ones, aren't they, in terms of like branding your empire.
right? Branding your culture.
I ain't using Roman cotton.
No way.
Too true. And also, by the way, a pyramid is a perfect design for a glass that you're not knocking over.
Whoa.
It's a good point.
Are you picking that up?
With my hand.
With your fingers.
just the trad way.
No, you can't trad pick up a pyramid with your hand.
Of course you can.
Of course you can, mate.
It's not the size of a pyramid, crucially, Tom. Tom, it's the size of a glass, but it's the shape of a pyramid.
Yeah, but if it's the true size of a pyramid, then the width...
No, again, it's not the size of a pyramid. Tom, let me tell you now.
No, not the size. Not the size. No. If it's the shape of a pyramid,
yeah.
But the size of a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The width at the base...
Yeah.
...is going to prevent you from getting a decent handle on it.
You think it's slipping out your hands?
Yeah. Totally.
Well, what about it's got a handle?
Now we're talking. That's where we're getting at. Is it a pyramid with a handle?
Is it a pyramid with a handle on either side that you drink out of a small aperture in the top?
Now I think.
Is it more like a gourd?
Clarkie has circumnavigated all the technology of a smart beaker, come at it pure with some old school, you know, algorithm. Yeah. And it's a fucking pyramid with a handle. Who's spilling that? You're not spilling that. Look at the size of the fucking base.
It starts going nowhere.
That cunt's going nowhere. Look at the little tip. The water's coming out the top. It's tiny, that little bit.
Yeah.
It's unspillable.
It can't be too tiny if I'm putting my heel in it, though. It does get, get claggy.
Yeah, you'd need a pouring pyramid to go with it, right?
Right, yes. Yeah, yeah.
You'd have an inverted pouring pyramid. A funnel.
Yeah, a funnel, yeah.
I think
it has to be a pyramid. It's got to be a pyramid shape,
isn't it? For marketing purposes, an inverted pouring pyramid sounds a bit better. Your IPP.
Yeah. Yeah. You down with IPP? Yeah, you know me.
And then in terms of storing them, you can tessellate them really nicely.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, really nice, yeah.
That's going to tessellate in your cupboard something a treat.
You put a bunch of them together. You put all of the what they call the IPPs. You put all the IPPs just like stacked on top the other way round.
Yeah, yeah,
you've got a big block of receptacles. It's great.
They don't need to be charged.
They don't need to be charged.
That's it.
Crucially, but if anything, smarter than a smart beaker, because nobody knows.
Is that our slogan?
Yeah, smarter than this. What we're doing is like,
what's a smart beacon? Never worry about that.
We're getting ahead of technology that hasn't yet been invented, and told people, don't you worry about that thing that doesn't exist. Don't you be worrying about that right now, lads.
I'm just picturing it. Let's just think about our advertising campaigns for both products, right?
Okay.
I'm going to be able to sell that smart beacon, like you can people going to the gym.
Let's
they're going to be picking. They're going to be opening their cupboard. There's going to be a pink little light that's like that's going to look cool. They're going to take it off. They're going to head down to the gym. We're going to see. No one's going to want to walk into the gym with two ceramic pyramids, one in each hand, like more like they're Wallace and Gromit or something. It's like how are you going to make that? Like it. Don't get me wrong. The design's faultless, but it's a tough sell.
But Tom, the thing is, no one's taking a beaker to the gym. Either
they are.
You know, when I'm on the treadmill, I haven't got an open cup of water with me that I'm trying to drink at the same time.
In fact, the gym ones do have they have the upside down cones.
Yeah, that you know,
well, just a cone actually.
Yeah, yeah, upside down cone is
my upside down ice cream cone.
they've got a cone that you turn upside down in order to drink from it as you tip it towards your mouth.
I hate this, Mr. Whippy. It makes my hand so wet.
Like he's never tasted an ice cream in his life.
Yeah,
hell, this is such a design fault.
But Clarky's also never spilt an ice cream because his ice cream cone goes. It's flat on the bottom. He breaks. Takes the top off. He pours ice cream into it. Bob's your tickety boo.
No, come on. Those like coffee on the go, you know, heading down the road. You're beakering around. Like people are into beakers. People aren't into, you know. I'm imagining them being ceramic. These
coffee on the go has a lid though, right? I feel like this is a beaker for the house, right?
Yeah, but your smart beaker covers, it covers all those things. It's on the go. It's in the house. And don't get me wrong, Pyramid Mug works on the go. It just doesn't sell well on the go, does it?
I mean, you're not getting it in your cup holder in your car, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you have to. We're going to need bigger cup holders.
What's if you ever crash? I impaled myself on my ceramic.
Did you remember that kid who took two cups of tea into the exam with him? Stuck them both up his nose, everyone got A's.
But I didn't spill a drop.
Tom, another problem with your smart beaker, and we're troubleshooting here. This is not me trying to say it doesn't work.
We're not
work.
Taking it personally. Not one's not better than the other. They're both really
blue sky thinking.
You
guys.
Said that the lid opens when you remove it from the table. How does that work for a coffee on the go?
Oh, no, it's a big problem.
It's a big problem. Unless you're dragging it along the pavement behind you.
No. Okay, we've got this. Smart beaker has two modes. Now, already I feel like I'm overcomplicating the point.
I think you are. You're telling me that you're not going to get someone showing up to work in their sort of Severance-style office. Actually, it wouldn't be Severance because they don't know what happens outside the office. But, you know, in a futuristic office, right? And then going, oh, fuck me. I thought I had my smart beaker on the go mode. Put it on the passenger seat next to me. Of course, I had it on a...
Okay.
Whatever mode the other one is.
It's fine, though, because the smart beaker has motion sensors in it, right? So when it knows it's moving...
So when it knows it's moving...
Yeah. Yeah. Moving where?
Laterally.
Well, how about if you're commuting?
Yeah. Don't get in a lift, basically. Even an escalator, it's touch and go. Half open.
If you go up a lift, it just dissolves.
Okay, I've got it. I've cracked it. This is good.
Okay, this is great. This is good.
Perfect. When it's attached to your home Wi-Fi,
oh no,
it knows it's in home mode. Oh, no. Right? It knows it's in home mode.
What if your Wi-Fi drops out though? Your Wi-Fi drops out because you're picking it up and it splashes all over you.
Hang on. The only difference between at home mode and on the go mode is on the go mode you use a button to withdraw the lid.
Yeah.
So the lid stays on and it's manually activated.
Okay.
But as soon as you go into home mode, then it's base activated, or B A as we call it.
B A Baracus, yeah.
So like it's not gonna suddenly gush everywhere if you get it wrong. You know? Like you kinda know. I know that it doesn't. It lacks the simplicity and the genius of the Pyramid Mug, but I'm just thinking about it's a tough sell.
Yeah,
the Pyramid Mug.
Also, there is quite a lot of electronics involved in something that is around fluids a lot.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. I don't, you know, like I've got a smart speaker in my shower, and even that I feel very nervous about. The fact that it's apparently fine to get it wet, but I do think, oh my god, that's the way I'm going to go. I'm going to die in the shower, trying to turn up this American life, you know, like, and that'll be
zapped by Alexa.
I'll be zapped by the two AA batteries it runs off, and my poor little tiny bird heart won't be able to take it. It'll just stop.
Hire a glass finishes you off.
There's already beakers.
Oh, no, yeah, there are. No, crucially, there are.
No, I'm going to say this, and it's going to make it seem like this is... But this isn't. The crucial part of our smart beaker is this... the lack of spilling effect, right?
Yeah,
right,
the lid that closes itself, basically.
There is a smart beaker... There are smart beakers at the moment, because I saw one the other day, in the Apple store of all places. So, like, no. I was waiting for them to try and... Because it was fucking playing around again, and I had to go cap in hand.
Of course, yeah.
Bloody genius bar, and you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And
you refuse to call anybody a genius who isn't doesn't work in the world of theatre.
Yeah, of course.
I'll tell you who's a true genius, Stephen Berkoff.
Send me to the Colossus bar, if you mean downstairs at the Old Vic. Yeah. The Pit. Fine. That's the genius bar, mate. The Dirty Duck. That's the genius bar.
Exactly right.
cross the road at Stratford, mate. So
they didn't fix your laptop, did they, last time you took it in there? In fact, I'm pretty sure that's how it broke.
Simon Russell Beale just tapped at it for half an hour and did nothing. So I was looking around the Apple store while I was waiting for them to rip me bloody off, and they're selling cups in there. And I was like, here we bloody go. And they're cups where you can control the temperature of the drink from your phone.
That's good.
What?
You heard, Clarky. There's an app on your phone, and if you want your coffee to get hot again, you can get it hot again, or you can sustain. So that there's all the electric beakers are out there, but they've still got a fucking lid on them like a knob.
have you still got a lid on your knob, Tom?
I have indeed.
I thought you were going to get that off on the NHS. One of the tragically affected by old lid knob.
Absolutely mad that I fathered a child, really. But anyway, so you just feel like if you're going to go for it, in for a penny, in for a pound, it's the lid. Yeah. It's the lid.
It's got to be the lid, hasn't it? It's got to close up like, is it the roof at Wimbledon? Is that the thing that closes over like that?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That takes 45 minutes and then 20 minutes for the air.
Crucially, you're not drinking out of a thing that's the size of Wimbledon. Again, I can't stress enough.
No.
When we talk about these things, the size of a mug.
The amount of fuel Clarky's having for two.
Scale. Clarky's dinner plate.
I struggle with perspective.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It feels like the standard mug has had it very good for a very long time. Do you know, like the long jump world record? Do you remember that was just like always there since like 1976 or something? And it was kind of like... That feels to me like mugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came up at a similar time, didn't they?
Exactly. It was a great year, 1976. The New York Dolls were tearing up. Were tearing up America with their proto-punk sound.
And if you look very carefully at all the photos,
yeah,
they're having a lovely cup of tea at the same time.
Absolutely. Do you remember, though? Do you remember when the Sex Pistols went on the Bill Grundy show and smashed up a mug? I mean, that was too much for me.
Oh, come on.
That for me.
Come on.
Yeah, but yeah, 1976, that's when they broke the world record for the long jump. I didn't know about this, and no one's ever been able to...
You fucking cupper. You dirty old cupper.
You lukewarm brew. So basically they were like, well, that's how far a person can jump.
Yeah.
There's not much more of a competition to it. It's a bit like
that's it, it's done.
It's a bit like if you play noughts and crosses against anyone. It's just that's it. We can all like noughts and crosses. You realise is a kid's game. Only kids don't know how to play noughts and crosses. Everybody else can basically just. It's impossible to win or lose a game of noughts and crosses, right?
It's a wonder because it was really good for a really long time.
Yeah,
How long?
And then suddenly,
how long feeds on? Up until a year ago, I was going at it.
That bloke in the Genius Bar, he's good. He's good. I take it back.
He is good, but he still couldn't get the permanent marker noughts and crosses off my screen.
It was good. It was really good for long time.
When you realise that you get to a certain point and you're like, oh, everybody's the same level at noughts and crosses once you get to a certain age, it's a real wounder. Because what a game. You know, when you would sit down and draw out the little game and think, here we go.
Here we fucking go. We're Clash of the Titans.
Meeting of minds.
Exactly. You draw the first one really big on a size of A4, and then they all get increasingly smaller so you can maximise as much of the page as you can, you know. Till the end, you're basically doing it like those people drawing your name on a grain of rice on holiday. You've just got got one of those little optics to look through. It was great. You're right. It was great for a really long time, and it's good. That's the good thing about having kids is like now, it gets to be good again.
So was that replaced? I think that got replaced by the square of dots.
Yes, I was just about to say.
One line, and then every one line at a time, and then you complete a square, you own the square.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the escalation.
Your initial in it. That was...
What was that called?
That was called Math Lesson for me.
Yeah.
That's called Dangerously Close to Homework.
I associate that with flirting with girls.
That was your move?
Whereas noughts and crosses I associate with making friends. Then that's the kind of evolution of going, you're in the library during a study lesson, you're like going, you know, you're next to a girl you think's quite pretty, you start drawing out the dots. She sees what you're up to. It's like, aye, here we go. We're going to be doing some dot joining up for a bit, and then I won't ask you out because I'm shy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then
you were thinking, I've made the first move. I've got some graph paper out. At the very least you could do is make the second move and invite me to Frankie and Benny's.
Imagine how disappointed they were when at Frankie and Benny's, you got the graph paper.
It's my only move.
This guy's only got one level.
He's got one gear.
Did you get to the next base? Yeah, I did that thing where you draw a dog by starting with a man with no hands. I did pick a number, pick a colour.
I do a really cool S.
Yeah, that's third base.
Did you ever do the one where it was water, gas and electricity at the bottom and three houses at the top, and you had to find a way to link each house with water, gas, electricity, but you cannot cross the pipes.
Cross the lines, yeah. That feels like every game I'm advertised on Instagram. Whenever I'm on Instagram, it's always trying to get me to play.
Oh my God. And that it kills me because I was addicted to that game and it's important. You can't do it.
Yeah.
What?
Right?
No, you can't. Can you do it. Not unless you're going around the top of the house or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Skype goes.
Skypipes.
Yeah, but I don't think you can even. Yeah.
If we're inventing,
you carry the water in a smart beaker. That's the first move. Make sure when you're carrying the gas, you've got it on the go mode. Otherwise,
how do you think they built the pyramids without using skypipes? Yeah, all right, mate. Good one. you can't do it even with skypipes. It's a two-dimensional game, right? So even if you're going up and over the roof, I don't think you can do it. But maybe that's just me saying I never did it. Did you ever do it?
I don't know.
Clarkie seems to think you can do it.
He's got a look in his eye as well that he fancies his chances.
Wait, does water, electricity, what's the other one?
Gas.
You can't put water and electricity in the same boat, else they'll eat
it. Right, yeah, that's it, yeah. Do all houses need all three? Come on.
Yeah, that's the rules. You can't right. you can't say like you can't have like, oh, if someone needs water they'll go to their mate's house two doors down.
I was just gonna have a water house, a gas house, an electricity house, and I think I'm done. I'm pretty
it's not the three little pigs.
Sorted it. Although embarrassingly I did cross the pipes twice doing that.
Sorry guys, I crossed the pipes.
I'm sorry. Anyway, my sky pipes are clogged up with heel.
I'm off for a nap.
Oh, I wouldn't mind Sky Pipes as a nickname.
Sky Pipes. Here he comes, old Sky Pipes.
Isn't bad, actually. It feels like the nickname you'd earn on the first day of a job at a building site when someone asks you to go and fetch them and you believe them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the guy who once went for Sky Pipes and then miraculously came back with them.
He came back on a biplane, waving at us, wing walking. He was wing walking and carrying scaffolding. Is it amazing?
David Gale was England captain, and then they stopped him being captain, and he wasn't very happy about that. But he was quite a laissez-faire English kind of eccentric, and they were on a tour of Australia, and he was playing cricket in the middle, and he got out. And so you're supposed to go and obviously wait back at the in the pavilion and watch people. But down the road, there was an airfield. And he'd got talking to a local who worked at the airfield. And he said, any chance you could take me out later today? And the guy was like, yeah, no worries, mate. So David Gower got out and then walked back to the pavilion and then went and got in the plane and then flew the plane over the cricket ground and buzzed, like came down and flew really close to the wicket.
What?
And flew off again.
Yes,
that's how to do it. That's sky great. Pipes. That's sky pipes.
That's sky piping right there.
Yeah, he buzzed his own game of cricket in like a biplane. That's how you sky pipe it.
I love it.
I mean, I don't want to sort of cut it down too darker and have it here, but if that had gone wrong, he would have seemed like the moodiest bastard ever.
He just couldn't handle his wicket.
He couldn't handle the fact that he was no longer captain. So he got in a plane and crashed it into the stadium.
Yeah. He kamikazed it. For a similar reason of that. Well, no, not for a similar reason.
Yeah, have you got
Let's hear it,
go
Tom.
On, go on, what's your...
Come on, mate. Fess up.
There's a lot of talk at the moment in my household about hot air balloons. Because they capture the imagination of a young child, etc.
Yes, they very much do.
That's true. My wife started saying, yes, we'll go up in a hot air balloon one day. And I'm like, I think that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. It does seem incredibly dangerous, doesn't it?
You're just at the mercy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You just go up and then it's like, well, I can't get my head around it.
Can I tell you about my dad? I might have mentioned this before. For my mum's birthday, I said, what have you got mum for her birthday? He said, oh, I've got her a hot air balloon ride over the sea. And I went, oh yeah, are you going on it? And he went, no. And I said, are you sure you're okay? Because it's not the friendliest of presents, is it? I'm going to send you out in a death basket over the ocean.
Over the sea.
Over the sea.
I'll be stood on a cliff with a rifle, sure.
With a blow dart.
I'll be getting into a plane with David Gower. Don't you worry about that. Coming to buzz you.
It's a very different opening of up, isn't it? That one. That version.
Down. Did she go? Did she enjoy?
Yeah, she went. She went. In fact, it was one of those things where she went on a few occasions to the kind of airfield and had to go home because the weather was not right. And I think just if you've gone twice and the weather's not right, just assume. It's, you know, come on, final destination, just go home. You're not meant to be going in a hot air balloon. It just, you'd, you know, like, obviously I'm nothing happened. She had a lovely time, she really enjoyed it, but you'd hate it's because it's a pleasure ride as well, isn't it? It's just completely
doing your commute.
not unless you're trying to get back to Kansas from Oz.
you'd be like, of course.
Yeah.
You know, if just before you go, you'd be like, of course. I'm in a balloon. I'm in a hot air balloon.
What? The mercy of the wind.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know the story?
It's not right.
Do you know the story of Mr. Play It Safe? He was afraid to fly.
Oh,
he packed his suitcase. Yes.
No way.
His kids goodbye.
Yeah,
he went his whole damn life to take that flight. Mm. And as the plane crashed down, he screamed, bloody murder. He thought, why the fuck have I done this? Some birthday present this is.
For a while, Branson made it feel very normal to be like a hot air ballooner.
Yeah.
Like we were of that age when through like, I don't know, 12 through 16, it just felt like he was always ballooning and that was just part of it. And it was like, yeah, people balloon. He gave it a real good go to bring it back.
Do you balloon, man?
Do you balloon?
Hey, bro, do you balloon?
I think that's a
different thing now, isn't it?
You get just as high.
Because the other thing, they sometimes have it at a village fete or a town fair or something like that. But then it'll be kind of on a rope, won't it?
Tethered, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously with a basket as well. You don't just go, hang on to this. Not if you go up into the sky.
Hold this for a second, will you?
Just tether yourself to this, mate. Okay, see you later.
We'll tie this round your ankle and bye-bye. Your face bobbing along the tarmac.
Happy anniversary, my love.
Yeah, we got the tombola. Yeah, we got the, you know, yeah, we got Splat the Rat. Yeah, then that's just tether yourself to a balloon. See what happens.
Splat your other half.
Tethering heights. That's what I call it.
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
It's not bad.
I was going to go for knock me down with a feather, tether Trevor.
That feels more Summer Fairy, actually.
I think so, yeah.
Who's going to be this year's Trevor?
Who's going to be the
tether? What will you be tethering people to? What will you be tethering people to this time round? It's a combine harvester, actually. Oi. Every year a different tether.
The closest I ever came to anything like that is I went parasailing once. That was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. And then the day after I did it, I was in Bali and I went for dinner with somebody who lived basically on Bali. And they were like, that's a mad thing you did. Don't ever do that. Because you just go up to a guy on the beach and go, oh, if I give you this amount of money, which is probably £4, will you just...
Will you tether me to something?
Will you tether me to this? And there's his mate... There's his mate on the water in a speedboat that just shoots off and then suddenly you're up in the air. And he was like, no, people, like, the ropes break all the time. People just drop onto the sand. It's you never do that again. It's mad. But at the time, it was wonderful. I loved it. It was so sort of, it was so peaceful up there. I think what you get on a hot air balloon is you've got the big, you know, the big.
Yeah. Is that the sound of the lid closing?
is this a smart balloon? Is it on the go mode?
You can't even look out the top of the basket.
I've been working with Branson. It's a smart balloon. You're on Virgin Wi-Fi. As soon as it senses it's up in the air.
Oh, great. If you're on Virgin Wi-Fi, you're fucking dead. I've got Virgin Wi-Fi in my house and oh my God.
What I wonder, Tom, is that is part of the point of a nice glass or cup the delicacy of it? Do you know what I mean? Like wine glasses, they're precarious. Champagne glasses, even more so. Is and that kind of built into...
There's nothing more depressing than drinking wine out of a mug. It really does feel like you've gone back to someone's house and you don't know.
No, there is. It's drinking wine out of a mug shaped like a pyramid. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but think of the size of it though, Tom. I mean,
fucking hell. That's a lot of wine.
But you know, the wine from a mug, you know, you've gone back to somebody's house. It's like, you know, like you're all drinking in a pub, or it's like the uni bar or whatever, and someone goes, I think I've got a bottle of something back at my house, and you all go back and there's not quite enough receptacles to drink it from, and one of you's drinking sort of very cold red wine out of a mug, and you think, I should have gone to bed. So are you not going to get that feeling if you're drinking your wine out of a smart beaker?
I'll counter that very quickly. There's nothing better than champagne out of a mug, because that says
we've just moved house,
or we've just found out this, or there's been a sudden promotion, or
wait, no, it only means we've just moved house. We've just found out. We've also we've just found out this.
Is this promotion that you can't make your way to the shelf?
What are you celebrating? We've lost the champagne flutes. Okay, so we're celebrating, baby.
I've just found out this. We've been burgled. They left a bottle of champagne and a mug.
I've just flogged our champagne flutes on eBay. Let's celebrate.
I like the way as well your list is: number one, we've moved house; number two, I've just found out this; number three, I've got a promotion;
number four, I've just discovered that.
I should say,
you thought this was good.
I should say
number five, I cured this.
Number two, I've just discovered this. The thing you've discovered is that you've just moved house. Number three is I've got a promotion, which means we can afford this house move that we've just done.
I think there is a good, you know, champagne in a mug is exciting, but not always. Not always.
But champagne out of a smart beaker, always exciting.
I guess the smart beaker could grow a stem, couldn't it? That could be an extra feature of the smart beaker. At the bottom of it,
well,
the stem of the wine glass, it becomes a smart flute. Yeah, if it can close its lid.
From the team that bought you smart beaker, it's the smart Toby jug. It talks to you, Toby. Play Top Loader. And it starts singing the song like Billy the Fish.
We're living in the future, man.
It's like those little flowers that used to dance along with your radio, or the can of Coke with sunglasses on that would bop along.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that, but it's for real.
But you can actually drink Coke out of it.
Man, that's 2023. Because we had the fake dancing Coke can with glasses on in 1989. 2023, yeah. You expect it to be a real fucking can of Coke that can sing to you and then fucking replenish you. Anywho, let's get to work.
We did get wistful. You know what? You did get wistful at the end of that. And I think you're right. The future's not what it's cracked up to be, is it?
No.
Not yet, gentlemen. Not yet.
And with that, Parry closed the lid on the podcast.
An episode no one is calling a smart podcast. House
meeting. I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat. House
meeting. And here we are on the other side. Loved that.
Loved it.
Yeah, lovely.
Real treat.
A treat to catch up with you guys.
Yeah. Anything else to say?
There's a few little bits and bobs, actually. Yeah, there's a few little bits and bobs I would like to share with you, and I think you're going to enjoy these. We've got Dakota's answers, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They got back in touch. So here we go. Apologies for misgendering Dakota, but here we go.
Dakota from Birmingham. What hats was I wearing? The first one, good God, man, I was going for a bowler hat. The second one, I do declare, I was going for a Southern Belle bonnet. Yes. And the third one false move, it all goes terribly wrong. Still can't do the accent. I was going for a sort of, it's like a safari cowboy hat, but that curves up only on one side, as worn by Jesse Ventura in the film Predator. I'd have thought that was obvious.
Fair play. Well played.
Fair play to them. Yes. Thank you, Dakota. If anybody else would like to send in an accent to the hotline, and we can guess what kind of hat they're wearing, the hotline is open. In fact, we have another jingle.
What?
Let me read you this. I think you're going to really enjoy this. This is from Gav, who says, Dearest Paps, On the off chance I'm the first to send you one, here's a jingle for the hotline, in the style of if Glen Campbell really wanted people to know about the Pappy's hotline. Love the show and was lucky enough to attend the recent Slam Downs, which were two of the greats, I thought. Best, Gav. Oh, thanks, Gav. Yeah, we had a great time. This is really something else. So sit back and enjoy this. It's really quite special. Beautiful stuff.
Stirring.
Thank you so much. Really, really stirring stuff there from Gav. Once again, if anybody wants to send us a jingle that is under a minute and a half, that would be great. But that was an absolutely beautiful thing.
I think, hurry your phone number.
This is it. You can't. Yeah, exactly. Wait,
you can play it at 1.25 speed.
Yeah, I think that's it. 0208-123-3272. Call the hotline if you want to leave us a beef, or if you just want to leave us a message. We are ready to receive those messages. Or if you'd like to send us a beef, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. That email is always open 24 hours a day. At any time you want to email, you can email us, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed that and you enjoy what we do and you're not yet on the Patreon, then there's never a better time to start. Now that the autumn days are drawing in and the nights are getting that little bit colder, that little bit darker, what you need in your life is an extra podcast a week and lots of lovely bonus things, which we give you for just £4 a month.
Yeah.
Am I reading that right? £4 a month?
Where are you reading this from?
My brain.
Am I thinking that right? Because I can't believe what I'm thinking.
Yes, for just £4 a month, you get an extra podcast every Thursday, the notorious Pappy's Pop Round, which is a real treat.
It is a real treat, yeah.
You get to be part of our community of listeners. You get all kinds of bonus stuff as well. So please do at least check it out and consider it. You can do a free trial at the moment as well.
Yeah,
I believe.
There's a 7-day free trial. All you've got to do is go to patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare, or go onto patreon.com and search for Pappy's Flatshare. You will find us there. And it also gets you discount tickets to the Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, which is going to be happening at the Bedford in Balham on the 5th of November with Catherine Bohart and Helen Bauer that we talked about in
Hogs.
The intro. The Trusty Hogs, exactly, yeah. So get yourself to the Patreon now. And don't forget as well, if you want to send us a beef for that Beef Brothers Cold Cut, a festive beef, a beef you have with your family about the Christmas period, then send it to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Lovely. Well, I'm off to get some fresh air.
It's all right for some.
Crosby's off to enjoy his krill, and Clark is going to continue scrabbling away at the edge of his coffin. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution
team. Cheers, everyone. Bye.